John, take us back to this party. Where are we right now?
We're at the Sunday Supper earlier this month. Edible Northeast Florida magazine held it at Intuition Ale Works. Lots of people, lots of fun.
You were there?
Of course. And beyond the fun, there was a very strong business reason for doing all this. They're trying to bring together people who would be naturally drawn to their niche of their magazine, and that is people who are interested in the production and consumption of local organic food.
Foodies.
Here's how Amy Robb, the publisher of the magazine, explained the idea behind having the Sunday Suppers.
We wanted everything about what we were doing with Sunday Supper to be very approachable. So everybody felt welcome. We wanted it to feel like a very big community event. We plan to expand to different locations. We might be at farms, we might be at parks, we might be at restaurants, we might be at community centers. Who knows what the future will hold?
They're a new magazine. They've only been publishing for about a year, and they really feel like they got to get out there and get people to know who they are.
You have to do more than just publish a magazine these days?
Yeah, you do. You have to interact with your audience on a bunch of levels, including in person, just to spread that brand and to spread the awareness of what you're doing. Some of the other reasons magazines and newspapers are doing this, they expand relationships with the businesses.
Sponsors of the events.
That's right. They can reward their subscribers with special access to events. And of course, they add a revenue source. My former employer, the Jacksonville Business Journal, is really a champion at these events. They would have 25, 30 events a year.
Wow.
That turned into a significant revenue source for them. Probably upwards of 25% of their annual revenue came from these events, like 40 Under 40 or BJ50.
And that helps drive reader engagement, too, because in those events, they're asking for submissions, nominations for awards, right?
Absolutely. It works in a lot of different ways. For Amy Robb in Edible Northeast Florida, really the idea is raising that profile of a beginning publication for the area.
We really want to do that by making our events very inclusive. We want people to feel like they're approachable and accessible. And it's a way, obviously, for us to get the magazine into the hands of readers and try to draw the connection between the ideas that we're talking about as well as, you know, what we're celebrating here tonight.
An interesting footnote here, this is a strategy that commercial radio stations have been using a long time. They've had the live events at clubs or sporting events. So really the print media is just stealing a page from their brothers over in broadcasting.
And it's not just commercial stations. WJCT listeners might find this concept very familiar. We have the WJCT Generation Listen group that has lots of live events. We actually have one coming up June 24th at Pratt Guy's Showroom. That's on Phillips Highway.
And I'll be there.
All right. Thanks, John. WJCT business analyst John Burr spoke with Edible Northeast Florida publisher Amy Robb. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.